Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 364. Everyone, relax.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
we've got new chairs. Yeah, we have changed our chairs for the first time in, I want to say it's been almost like 2 years.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, Nassim was telling me, he's like, it's only been like a year. I'm like, no, it's been like 2 years, because I remember where I was. Like, I was traveling at the time that we got those chairs. And let me tell you, it showed, mama. We wore those things to the bone.
Well, I was like, first of all, time isn't real. So I guess it makes sense that it would have been 2 years, even though it felt like it was like 6 months ago. Also, I think we voiced from the beginning, we weren't fans.
No, we hated those chairs from the beginning.
Honestly, people have been much more vocal about the chairs.
We will eventually get the same chairs, but honestly, I was about to get the same chairs. And then I had a moment where I was like, is this a vibe, having different chairs? It might be a vibe, no? Okay, I'm gonna take that as a no. Do want to do it, it's just that a part of me is like, I don't know, I kind of like our individuality.
Maybe I just don't want to buy a new chair. We gotta wait till our next AdSense check, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, crap, and we switched sides. Ooh.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. There's a lot of change here, but this is season two of Do We Know Them, and we're just like revamping, you know?
We needed a change, but we couldn't afford new chairs.
Yeah, the chairs are never gonna change. I love how I was like, do you guys want us to match chairs? As if we were actually gonna do that. It's just, these are the chairs we got.
It gives us character. So I suggested that it might finally be time.
Sit down. Wait, if you're not sitting down, sit down, because we don't want to scare anybody. But guys, it's true. We need new chairs, and we need you guys to vote on whether you want us to get the same chair or different chairs, because a lot of people grew to love this different chair thing, which was absolutely because we didn't have enough money to buy the same chair.
And I also need to not have a bunch of other expenses that pop up every once in a while. And by that, I mean all the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can 1 month pass without something fucking happening that needs a couple $1,000s?
Literally. I felt like I just was like, oh, this is like the first month. I mean, I like have a good like, no, wrong.
The chunk is missing,
yes.
Bitches.
We also haven't figured out chairs yet.
What was the final decision?
There wasn't one, because you little assholes decided you were gonna split it right down the middle.
It can't be right down the middle.
It's literally like 48, 52.
Oh, what's the 52?
For different chairs still, actually.
That's what I wanted to vote for.
I like the fact that they're different. I just don't think they need to be so different. Maybe like the same height at least.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Do We Know Them?
Just relax. Everybody relax. Take a deep breath. Girlies who don't like change, it's going to be okay. I promise.
Welcome to episode 161. We got our new chairs. We aren't positive how we feel about them yet. And yeah. I kind of want to ask her opinion, but I kind of also don't.
I feel like you like them more than I do. I'm a little bit like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not like, those are the best chairs I've ever seen.
We wanted to try out like the comfy, even more we're in the room vibes, you know? Surprise if you don't know, we're not in the same room or the same state. So, you know, we're just trying.
We're still tricking people.
Different things. I know we are. It's fine. I'm not uncomfortable. It's just, you know, change is hard.
Anyway, so this is what we're dealing with today. We might change it in the future, but we don't know. Be nice. And if you don't like it, at least be kind about it.
We will cry, okay? We can and we will. So
literally, I was like, this is the kind of things that will make us cry.
Welcome to episode 163. I'm Lily Marston here with Jesse Smiles. And if you don't like the chairs, keep it to yourself, because we're still dealing with our adjustment period.
No, I've decided I like them. Why? People decided they don't?
There's been a lot of people that did like them. And other people are like, no, Jesse's, I feel like it's because you said you're uncomfortable. So now they're all just like, Jesse's uncomfortable, and as if I'm like forcing you to keep it.
I think we are past the return window on Amazon, and I'm gonna be so for real right now. I'm not spending another like $200 on a chair. It's just not gonna happen.
You know, she has spoken.
I feel like we've been filming for 2 years. What about you?
I agree. My back hurts really bad.
Same. We need to get some lumbar support pillows.
Or jeez. Maybe I just need a new chair, I think.
Oh no. Are we switching already?
I don't know. I need to start looking.
Oh boy.
We need new chairs anyway. I need to reorder. Yeah. Anyway.
Shall we do We Love the Internet?
Indeed. I need to shower or something. This is a terrible idea. My technique was that I used brown hair dry shampoo and some bronzer.
Oh, your chair's gonna be fucked.
Well, is I didn't it? Put any on the back, but it is pretty fucked, I think.
The problem was, once you get a big ass chair, and it wasn't even that big. This is ass chair.
Compared to this, big ass. Tiny, tiny little chair. But also, I even struggled. I struggled a lot with the assembly of this one too, actually. Did you not? Did Nassim put it together?
It's not fair, because I had my husband, his dad, you know what I mean? Come on.
The back part was fine, but then you had to slide these pieces in. And
you need two people to do it, because it's like, yeah.
Oh my God. I tried for probably an hour, and also I was doing it from the wrong direction, because the instructions are just like pictures. Like, I just pull these up. Wait, they're still on the ground next to me. No words on the instructions. It's just like pictures. And it was showing arrows pointing down, meaning I thought you would... Fuck me. I got lip stuff on the couch or on the chair already.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
How?
No.
I don't even know where it is. It just from when I just
no.
leaned down there?
Why do we get white couches?
I told you we should have gotten the beige, but that would have stained too, so.
It looks so dull, though. I feel like we need white to pop on our background.
I luckily don't think you'll be able to see this. I could probably get it off with makeup remover.
Folex. Get Folex, the best stain remover of all time. I have it. Okay, period. Then no problem.
I got some on the, like, where I'm sitting too, but at least I know that we wouldn't be able to see that.
Jesus.
So basically,
Christ.
I was putting it together for like so long because I was trying to slide it in from the wrong direction. And then, like, I used common sense. So I was like, oh. But while I was doing that, I like leaned in and I was sweating because there's no air conditioning in this room. And I must have leaned over and I didn't have a lot of makeup on, but I had tinted sunscreen and that got on it too. Yeah.
Jesus
so
Christ.
Then we got it together and I had Jesse like send me a test clip just to like make sure that like spacing and everything was good. And we were like, fuck.
No, I look like shit. The first one, I was like, oh, we're like, doomed.
They're too big. When I got us zoomed into ginormous. Where I wanted us, then it was like the chairs overlapped. Then we made some adjustments. And I actually think it looks better now than it did before.
I think so. You mean like before, like our old chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with those was that they were so little. Everything was too low.
Guys, I don't know how to properly explain it. I don't know if you could tell. Probably not. But like, because they were low back, that hurt our back so much. Like we would sit here for almost 2 hours filming and genuinely the non-support from the back was horrible. But then also we had literally worn down the butt part. So I was sitting on metal. I don't know about you.
Oh, so I started to say I had problems with this one too. But putting that one together, I couldn't get one of the arms on for some reason, and I never got it like on completely how it was supposed to be. So I had a little metal rod sticking out.
I need you to hire a test rabbit next time.
I know, seriously. The funny part is that after I was like sweating and doing it for an hour, I gave up and was like, fuck this. And then I like came to grab something and I decided to give it one more try, put the whole thing together in 5 minutes.
Sometimes all you need is a fresh perspective,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I had like a metal rod sticking out of that one. But for me, it wasn't the back that was the problem. It was what we were sitting on. It was like...
It was my tailbone area is where I would really hurt at the end of an episode.
Exactly. This, I wouldn't mind if it had... more cushion in the back. I feel like it's a little too firm. Like I can like crack
yeah
my
but
back
we could just
it.
Throw a little throw pillow on our lumbar
that's
area
true,
and this
true.
Would be perfect.
Yeah,
like it is supportive, at least it like catches our upper back and stuff. Dude, we really needed this. So if you don't like it, that's just too bad. So sad. Oh my god. But however, some of you guys know I have another podcast, right? And I always switch out my fucking chairs for that. And I told Kathleen, I'm like, you have two options. We don't match or you buy this chair.
Yeah, can
those
she,
are the only
can,
options
can
we
she
have.
Buy the chair?
I can't
also,
move this thing.
Because then every time you move it, then I have to change the... Because
No, I'm not going to move it. Love. She just said she doesn't care if we're not matching. I was like, of course you don't. So we're just going to go like that and
go
see
back
what
to our old DWKT days.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know how much people care about us matching over there. I feel like here it's so much more important. Over there, there's a lot going on in the background. So
that's true,
I don't
that's
know.
True.
I just cannot move this chair. Like physically, I cannot ever move it again.
I'm fine with that selfishly because when I have to edit it, like, because also, like, here's what it looks like without being edited. Much different than when it is edited.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, cut off, like I told Jesse, I drew lines. I was like, do not cross this line. Because then we'll disappear.
Well, I can't because like to cross over there is like quite a mountain. Like even if I put my hand here, it's not even.
It
close
would
to,
be
like
if I like had my like drink holding out like this or something. But even that's weird.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we're making changes over here. Okay. Oh no, I got a tattoo yesterday. It feels.
Oh yeah, I saw
oh,
your
no,
story.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, no.
I thought you got something on that chair too.
No, it just comes off on the chair. No, I thought I felt it like. Wet. I was like, oh no, am I like oozing or something? But no, ugh. I'm totally fine. I think it was leaning against my white claw. Anyway.
Didn't you have an infected tattoo one time?
A henna tattoo.
That got infected?
Oh my God. I'm super allergic to hair dye. And I went to Mexico and the henna tattoos that they do there on the beach, like that are pitch black. They're not like the real hennas that are like brown. Uh-huh. And just, you know what I mean? Oh my God. They put that on my back. My skin literally blistered in the shape of a butterfly, which is ironic because I just got a butterfly, half of one. And I had that scar for years, honestly.
Oh
it finally
God.
Eventually went away. But anyway, I had to go and like, I had a fever. It was awful.
I feel like maybe we have talked about this or I brought up my henna tattoo in Mexico experience for a different reason. I'm just thinking, thank God I'm not allergic. Otherwise, I would have been stuck with a hashtag YOLO tram stamp.
Oh my God. No, I would have gotten, well, mine went away eventually once the blisters though.
Oh
know.
My God.
Anyway, guys.
Sorry, tangents.
We haven't gotten on a tangent in the beginning for a while.
I know.
So I guess we were overdue for one.
Yeah.
But we do have an episode for you. This is a random episode. However, I will say the first topic really has gone like extremely viral. So like it makes sense that we're talking about it, but I am so like confused by this story in terms of like, I'm confused why people care. I'm confused why people are invested. I feel like that's our stance a lot on this show where we're just like,
people just need to
why are we doing this?
Not take it IRL. and like stop getting involved in other people's business, even if you think you're like doing something helpful. Like, I obviously do deep dives all the time. I will find out where someone lives, where their parents live. Yeah, I get all the information, but I don't share it. Like, I'm not stupid. Yeah. Well, it's not even being stupid. It's like, that's like illegal, first of all.
And cruel.
Yeah. And I was like, and not just like, helpful. Have some humanity, because even if they're a horrible person, yeah, like, you're not just affecting them, you're affecting people around them. And I just don't mess with anyone. That includes anyone we talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And this is just less of a story. I mean, we're going to obviously talk about the story and why it went viral and stuff, but like, it's less about that and more about the internet being the internet and doing too much. So,
as usual,
here we go. We're going to be talking about Danielle Habel.
Habel. Habel. I don't know.
Habel. Let's go with that. Yeah. Danielle Habel. Sure. Oh my God. I thought her bio said UTI. I was like, period. I had one of those recently.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, yeah, feminine health. Come UT. On. Let's talk about it. And then the other people we're going to be talking about are her parents. Well, technically her dad and her stepmom. It's also obviously has to do with her mom, but it's a whole history. And basically her dad owns Rockin' Tea Ranch. Now Rockin' Tea Ranch has since deleted their TikTok, their main page.
Okay.
But people have found the backup. So
they had a backup?
Yeah. Come on. Rockin' Tea Ranch. They needed a backup.
I feel like to have a backup, you need to be someone like Becca, where it's like you're getting your account taken down.
People are always trying to get you down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's become more normal for people to get backups. Like, I've even seen people I go to high school with have backups. I'm like, okay, period.
Are they expecting their TikToks to get removed?
No, I don't think so.
Again, I'm like, I don't even use the one I have, so I couldn't imagine having a backup.
Oh my God. But this is Danielle's first video where she does the put a finger down trend. And my God, this went viral.
Put a finger down if your parents were married for almost 30 years, and in those 30 years, your dad promised your mom that he was going to give her her dream house. It was his dream too, that they would have farmland and a big farmhouse with a wraparound porch, and that's what they wanted. And one day he did give her that. They were able to get a beautiful 40-acre property with a beautiful house, and they moved in and they loved it. My mom was so happy. It was always her dream, and they were starting to get farm animals. They had goats and other things. And so not long after living there, your dad gets a job opportunity out of state, and he decides that he wants to take it, and he convinces your mom that they can keep the property in the farmhouse, but go out and try to do this new job opportunity and see if it could be really good for them. And so she loves her husband and she's like, okay, I trust him. Let's go do that. Let's see how it goes. And so they go out of state and explore this new job opportunity. And within a few months of being there, your dad starts an affair with one of his employees, somebody that's underneath him.
Okay.
Your mom finds out about it, and he denies it. And then is like, okay, yeah, I did it. And not only that, she's my girlfriend. I'm going to be with her now. To hell with you. So your mom has to leave that state that she was forced to go back to her farmhouse. And then while she's there, he decides that he's not going to pay any child support, and he's not going to give her any money because they weren't divorced yet. So he didn't have to pay any alimony or anything. They hadn't gone to court. So he wasn't giving her any money. And he decided he wasn't going to pay the mortgage either on the house. And she and her children that are still in high school are forced to leave that home and move in with you in your tiny little apartment with your new husband and your two little babies. And you try to help financially however you can. And you start begging your dad for any type of money that he could possibly send your mom, knowing he has a lot of money, and he refuses. He sends nothing or very little. Then after over a year of that, the divorce is finalized and your dad marries the woman that he cheated on your mom with, and they buy a big property. They have a big farm property that they have farm animals on, horses, all the things that were your mom's dream are now suddenly this woman's dream, and your dad starts providing all of them for her. Now your dad and this woman have a TikTok that they post on daily about their farm and raising their farm animals. And they go on TikTok live, and a bunch of strangers get on and support them and send them money so that they can feed their farm animals. And you watch them feed their horses and live life like nothing happened.
Well, shit.
And that's not even a quarter of it.
Her hands are shaking. She puts that in the caption, but wow, they were shaking.
I didn't notice until the end, and then it was like full force. But
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she says in the caption, my hands are shaking and I recorded this 3 times and forgot to say half the crazy parts. So
what are the crazy parts?
Listen, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. Like, there are so many people with similar stories. It's actually insane. Like, genuinely, the shit I hear about families and stuff in my small town, and like, nothing goes on over here. And then you just hear the craziest shit you've ever heard in your life from everyday people. Like, I 100% believe this. And I believe shit like this has happened to a million people.
That's
like,
truly, when so I hear fucked. Someone that has had like a childhood where their parents are still married, they're in love, everything's great, everyone was so supportive, I'm like, what? is that like? Like, I feel like that must be such a low statistic of people.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like, I mean, I consider my childhood great. And there was definitely parts of it that, like, I could look back and be like, oh, shit, that was kind of
fucked up. Well, I mean, even just the fact that your parents were divorced.
Exactly.
That alone, I feel like, eliminates, like, the vast majority of my friends, all their parents are divorced.
Yeah.
I can think of, like, a handful that aren't. And then there's also the ones that are, like, much darker situations for, like, why they're divorced or other situations.
I mean, it's just crazy. Did you hear what was going on with Jen Hamilton? Did you see that?
I know that she found out her husband was cheating, but I don't know if there was details.
Yeah. So she has been talking about it recently. She had originally like mentioned that she was super shocked that she was getting divorced. And then she mentioned things like, I don't even know who this person is. I'm assuming probably because he was super cold, you know what I mean? Yeah. And not loving during that process. But then she opened up about how she found out that he had a completely double life.
Shut up.
With a 56-year-old woman. And the woman knew about her and literally was like aware of the whole situation the whole time. Mind you, Jen asked him, this is according to her, she says that she asked him to quit his job and she did nursing and full-time content creation so that he would have like less stress in his life and he could just be like chilling. And he used that time to go fuck a random woman and like have a completely different life with her.
Oh.
Is that not fucking crazy? Well, is that not fucking
yes.
But point in case, is that what it is? Point case in point. Case or is opposite. The point on the case? Case? All right,
case, case point. And point. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, of
course. It's us.
You know, the point is shit like this is just like crazy and rampant and happening all the time. And I mean, if everything's fine and they still go out and fuck around on you, there's nothing you could have done. You know what I mean? Like there's really like, there's no amount of going through the phone or being super like, where are you? And where are you now? And what are you doing? Like, it's you're not going to be able to change it.
That typically is just going to make it worse too. Like they'll just, it'll push them away more. And not to say that women don't also cheat on their partners, because like that does happen.
Of course.
But it does very commonly seem like it is the men that blow up their marriage. And that's why also there's so many women that get fucked over, because they'll be forced to be like the stay-at-home mom and like not have a job. And then all of a sudden the husband leaves and he's like, oh, money, good luck.
Kind of like the fucking slap in the face that Jen Hamilton must be feeling.
Doesn't
right
she
now?
Have two kids too?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Absolutely insane.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Flamingo.
Summer is here. That means it is the season of vacations, beach trips, pool trips, all that jazz. I have been taking so many everything showers lately, which normally in the winter, I really don't. And I have been using the heck out of my Flamingo razor, let me tell you, because it gets me the best and quickest shave of my life.
Honestly, I shave every time I shower.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
I feel like I enjoy it. Yeah, no, it's great because Flamingo has like, I know it sounds weird, but it's like a much sturdier handle than the rest of the razors. And I feel like I can do it pretty quick. I don't ever get cuts or anything. And then I'm smooth and ready to go, even though I'm not really going to the beach or the pool very much.
But if you are going to the beach, you know, there's nothing worse than red, irritated, like ingrown hairs right before you go to the beach. I mean, what a nightmare. But Flamingo truly glides so smoothly and shaves so closely. Like it truly feels smoother for longer than when I was using my other razors.
And they have a few different kinds of razors. They have their original one, but they also have a pubic one that's meant for like coarser hairs. And then they also have their facial dermaplane razor. You basically have every body part covered with the three of those.
Yeah, I was using their disposable ones, but I just recently purchased the reusable ones where you can just like rebuy the blades and switch them out. And honestly, it works really well. And an amazing way to try out Flamingo is with their starter set. That is only $7 and the shipping on it is free. But all of Flamingo's blades and self-care products can be delivered right to your door. And you could even set your preferred schedule so that you never run out of blades, which is the worst.
There is nothing more frustrating than being about to shave and realizing that you have like a dull one because you've been using it too long. But for a limited time, our listeners can get the Flamingo starter set for only $7. Like Jesse said, you just go to shopflamingo.com/DWKT and it includes the Flamingo original razor, 1 5-blade cartridge, a 1 ounce foaming shave gel, and a shower holder.
Yeah, just head over to shopflamingo.com/DWKT to claim this offer. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. And it helps us out a lot if you let them know the girlies sent you. And thank you so much to Flamingo for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. And the comments on the TikTok that we just watched, a lot of people are saying things like, this is a lesson for women. Do not rely on a man to provide for you. They are not providers. Always have a steady flow of income and your own accounts. And honestly, I understand it's different for everybody. They're stay-at-home parents. I mean, it really depends on so many different aspects, but I absolutely understand that sentiment. Like my mom kind of always told me that growing up. She was like, do not ever rely on it.
I was just going to say that my mom, I remember telling me like when I was really young, because my dad, I've said before, I was an alcoholic and I like never really really remember him steadily working. Like, he had some jobs occasionally, but it was always like, it was stuff like a real estate appraiser, where it's like you're not like working. It's not like a 9-to-5. It's like you have to get the jobs yeah. being the real estate appraiser. Anyway, but I remember because my mom then hadn't worked for years because she was a stay-at-home mom. And then she worked like all through middle school and high school, and even after high school, worked in retail. She was like the manager of like a Pottery Barn in Williams-Sonoma, and worked like almost right, every yeah. day. Her shifts would be like 1 to 10. I'm like, okay, yeah. what do you mean? But I remember her saying when I was really young, she's like, always have your own money.
Yeah. No, it's true, because they say you don't know somebody until you divorce, or like until you go through something like that. And I think that's where Jen was coming from with like, I don't know this person. And that must be so fucking freaky, because especially when you birth kids in front of this person, you do all this stuff, like you feel like, oh, we know each other.
They've been there for the most intimate part of your life. And then exactly. you're like, oh my God, yeah. that was a stranger.
Yeah. But going back to the TikTok comments, somebody said, therapist here, dad followed the other woman. He was having an affair all along. I absolutely believe that.
Oh,
that the woman probably
the
worked
job.
Where he made her yeah. move. But you know how diabolical that is to make your wife, whose dream it was to live on the farm that you bought, make that wife follow you to where you're going to go have an affair?
But
if that's true,
but
obviously we
again,
don't know that.
Men. That is such a man thing
yeah,
to do.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's so negligent of all emotions and decency. Like, genuinely, it's
the
cruel.
Priority list, they just, like, sex goes to the top immediately.
But yeah, basically, the comments were just filled with a bunch of people being like, guys, please don't depend on a man financially and all that stuff. I know that's easier said than done, yeah. of course. And usually, in this day and age, it takes fucking two, because that's the way that society was designed. It takes two people making income in a house to be able to stay afloat. Yeah. Like, at least, whether you're friends, your lovers, your family, whatever you are, you need at least two incomes to survive. So I understand that's easier said than done, but yeah. I understand that sentiment 100%. Okay, so this is Danielle's second video after that video went mega viral. And I do mean mega viral, because I think 1.7 million likes is mega viral.
That means at least a few million views, at least.
Hi guys, a lot of response to the last video that I posted about my dad and my mom and their situation and like what my dad did. And I'm planning on doing a story time now. It's so long, like I know it's gonna be such a long multiple part story time that I couldn't do it all tonight. I have kids and I have things that I have to do tonight, so I can't put out a story time right now. But I do see the comments where people are saying, why are you protecting the identity of your dad and his wife? And it's not that I'm protecting the identity. Like, I know I didn't just like outright say it. Like, you would have to know my dad and his, like, the narcissism and the manipulative ways of him in order to understand what I'm feeling right now. But since I hit post, my heart has just been like this, because this happened years ago. This whole thing transpired like 2017, 2018. I mean, it's been a while. It went on for years after that. Like, what, like, the aftermath was years long. I don't talk about my dad. I don't bring him up in conversations. I don't talk about him to my kids. Like, I don't talk about my dad. We don't have a relationship. I don't talk to my dad. So the thought of this going out, like the thought of me saying all of this and all of this information going out there and knowing that it might most likely warrant a response from him, like even just like a text to me, gives me extreme anxiety. I've always wanted to share more about my story and like my life and things that have happened, things I've experienced in life. But I never felt like I could share this, because it felt like, as crazy as it sounds, like betraying my family member, even though we're no contact. I don't talk to the family member. I don't know. I'm just super uncomfortable calling out my dad, I guess. I'm scared, even though I'm 30 years old and I haven't talked to my dad in a while, and we don't have a relationship outside of like him saying happy birthday or sending my kids gifts. I mean, he hasn't met my three-year-old daughter. He's never met her. But I am gonna do the story time, and I really don't know the legal implications, if there are any, of me talking about it. So I don't know, I'm just wary. It's just been really triggering to know that they are on TikTok and doing TikTok lives and that they have this farm. And
I think that's ultimately why she did it, because she's probably seen that they were
getting money,
doing
from
well
people.
And I think that there's just a certain amount of fuck you that comes with that when somebody wrongs you and then you see them doing well repeatedly. Like, that hurts.
Well,
obviously.
Not to mention, on top of it, if it's TikTok live and they're getting like money for their farm and like being these wholesome people that are just
like, that's not
raising
fair.
Animals. It's
yeah.
like people should know that they're giving it to someone that like totally fucked over their family.
Yeah. And the comments were super supportive and seemed to agree. Somebody said, your dad willingly allowed you, his daughter, to shoulder the weight of caring for your mom and siblings after he failed them, and he got no repercussions. You deserve to heal however you need to. You being nervous about it is a trauma response. Speak your truth, but take care of your mental health too. Other people were saying that your mom deserves this redemption. And then, God, the fucking internet. I cannot. So obviously she didn't name them, mm-hmm. right? People know farm and that's about it. And they go live on TikTok. So remember, I showed earlier that this is Rockin' T Ranch's backup account, yeah. but that's not what people found. originally, okay?
They found the
people found Rockin' T/K Ranch, which, by the way, is not the account. These is just like random people who own a farm who had to change their bio to y'all at the wrong address. If you know, you know.
Oh my God. Because they got that's happened harassed. It was several times. Like, people we've covered before, and it's crazy. First of all, even though he seems to be like a complete asshole, whatever, I agree.
Sure.
But I think this is one of the main reasons why it's like, you need to be careful. If you're going to be sleuthing and you're not even like going to be right, then like, come on.
And I think people found it funny because the bio was funny. I think people were like laughing. There was some people that were like, oh my bad, like, sorry about that. But other people were like, LMAO, why are we like this? Good truly, thing you though. Put that bio in there, bud. Save me from looking further. And it's just like, I don't think people understand that.
You're fucking with real people.
Yeah, like that could have real repercussions to be like, these people are literally people have nothing to do with this. Like, I'm not saying that anything bad would have happened to them or something, but like, I don't know. I just feel like people don't realize how irresponsible that is.
And how unhinged people on the internet can be.
Dude, literally. So Danielle herself actually commented on their TikTok and said, guys, this couple has a very similar username to my father's account, which is now not up. There has been confusion due to this. And then Amber says, my bad, y'all. I ran into the wrong house with my pitchfork. And Brittany says, change your account name, mom. Oh, I guess that's her daughter. And she says, the comments made me laugh. So sorry for the real people that they were looking for. Should we join them for the hunt? Oh, and then Rockin' TK Ranch says, LOL, I'd have to go buy a pitchfork, but hey. Jesus Christ.
That's like, something my mom would respond. Happening?
But people did eventually find the backup account. And let's read some comments, shall we? So this is literally just a mama and baby horse just in the sun.
It's like probably an account that I see on my For You page and like.
And the top comment says, can I see the pigs on the farm? Flip the camera. Did not you laughing at the comments we were just condemning?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that one was funny. That one was funny. Come on. But then there's somebody, are we all here in support of our cousin Danielle? She's not your cousin.
Oh my God. And like, don't name her.
No,
like,
that is such a good point because she was so shaken up. And that's actually where this leads is like people took it so fucking far and started like messaging these people and like really, really branching out even to other members of the family to the point that Danielle has removed comments from all of the posts. I wouldn't be surprised if by the time this is up, they're gone.
Don't get me wrong. Obviously,
yeah, I really would not be surprised.
Find out pretty quickly that she's the reason why people all went. But like, yeah, you're like going out of your way to out her even quicker.
So people did find the alleged stepmom and the dad. Do you want to see them or not?
I don't know. Kind of. I mean, yeah, like, yes,
they're just
I do.
Like an older couple. But like, this is like the stepmom in the state, allegedly. Okay. And it just shows her in the stables just chilling. So that's that. And then the dad, this is the alleged dad on TikTok Live.
So it's scheduled battle tomorrow at 7 p.m.
They did battles and shit.
Oh, like TikTok battles. I was like,
if you're alive and you can be here, please be here. Send it out to everybody you can.
That's fucking weird.
Send it out to everybody.
Okay, Jason Nash, relax.
I was going to say, it's weird when Jason Nash and Jeffree Star do it. It's weirder when it's just like, a random dad.
Yeah. When people found out who her dad and her stepmom were, allegedly were, whatever.
This entire story is alleged, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is alleged. We don't know anything.
Nope.
And we never
stupid.
Do.
Nope.
But after this happened, Danielle posted to her TikTok stories and said, I'm not encouraging or condoning anyone to send violent / threatening messages or make violent / cruel comments towards anyone. Please do not do this. I truly appreciate the genuine support and love I've been shown. That said, it's 2 a.m. and I'm awake vigilantly deleting comments that feel unsafe. While I stand by what I've shared about my lived experience, I'm asking from the bottom of my heart for any violent or obscenely unkind comments to please stop. It's causing more harm. Thank you to those that have left supportive comments and given me words of encouragement.
Well, because then also it shifts, like, the whole point is, like, that he should feel guilty, and now, like, you're shifting the guilt back to her. Because he gets to, especially if he's a narcissist.
Well, now you're stressing her the fuck out because you guys are getting too involved. Just let her vent. Let her, like, just be her platform where she can kind of, like, fall on at this moment. You know what I mean? Just support her.
On top of it, then, like, if they don't talk ever and this does then cause him to reach out, then it's not going to be like, oh, I hurt you. It's going to be like, you sent millions of people to come, like, send me death threats. And it's going to be all her fault.
Now it's her fault. Yeah. This is her third video.
Morning, you guys. I wanted to hop on, say hi, show my face, tell you guys thank you for all of the super kind comments and kind messages. A lot of you guys messaging me sharing your similar stories, and while it breaks my heart, it simultaneously makes me feel like not so alone and a lot better. So thank you for doing that. At the same time, I would never encourage or condone just outright cruel behavior, violent words, violent behavior. I would never ever want that. I truly feel the support, and I know you guys are wanting to protect me. If I can ask anything, just please don't reach out to people with cruelty or hate in your heart. Please don't do that. Don't reach out to people's work and like my other family members or just anything. All of this is very overwhelming because I do feel so much gratitude and so much I'm just so grateful for all the support. It also just makes me feel really bad and responsible when someone else is receiving extreme negativity. There's also a few accounts that are being attacked that have nothing to do with this. I'm not related to them. They know nothing about it. I'm not their daughter. So please don't go attack those accounts. Don't attack any accounts. I didn't disclose the name of my dad and his wife's account at all. I never said their name in any of the comments. The internet, and people are really good sleuths, and it did come out, but it was none of my doing. Like, as far as sharing information, I didn't share any personal information at all. I do know that my dad went on live last night, not long after I posted my first video. No, I didn't watch it. I do know some of the things that were supposedly said on the live, just from like comments that I've gotten and stuff.
Oh, no.
They sound really contradictory, and I was kind of, I don't want to say I was expecting it, because I was not expecting like a live, but I imagine that he was very defensive, and I don't know. That's all I have to say about that. People are asking if I've heard from my dad since then, and yes, I did get a text message, which I thought for sure that I had my dad blocked, and I should have double checked. I was just so sure that he was, and his text came through early this morning at like 5 a.m. And I don't know if I can share the screenshot or anything. I don't even know what's allowed. I don't know. He just told me that he had contacted his attorney and that he is going to be serving me this week or next week, and that I should prepare myself for court. I don't know. I haven't said his name. I haven't shared.
That's such another level of cruel. Like, actually, to allegedly do the stuff that she's talking about. And then on top of that, instead of talking to your no contact daughter and being like, listen, like, we need to solve something between us. Like, even at the very least, you're telling her, prepare yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like, actually, that is so messed up.
Hardly any details, honestly, at all. But everything that I have shared is 100% true. And it's just, it's my truth. It's my story. I'm not going to lie. I was really affected by the text message, mainly because it just reminds me of everything that my mom went through, like, all over again. Like, just the threatening of legal stuff. And I don't know. I'm not very surprised by his text. Like, it just, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Getting a text like that from you makes absolutely, like, a ton of sense. I just kind of want to see how this all plays out before I share anymore. Ultimately, my goal was to share my story as a daughter that this has happened to, and connect with others who have experienced the same, and just share something that's been burdening me. Like, I just wanted to get it off my chest and unburden myself. And I don't know, it has turned into a real mess. It was already a mess, and I know the mess wasn't my doing. I brought it to light. Yeah, there have been so many people who have asked about my mom and how she's doing and just how she is, how everything is, and I am happy to say that she's doing really, really well. I've seen comments about starting a GoFundMe and stuff like that. That is so kind. That is so nice. And I'm sure there are so many women who deserve it and need it. My mom is in a much better position now. She is remarried. She just got remarried not long ago, actually. She really has been through so much. You guys have no idea. And she deserves so much happiness. If you're questioning why I talked about any of this, if it happened so many years ago and my mom's happy now and she's remarried and it's just so much time has passed, if you're questioning that, I would say it's because it didn't just happen to my mom. It happened to me as a daughter. It's greatly impacted my life, my children's lives, my family as a whole. There has been such a massive, like, slaughter to the mental and emotional well-being and health of myself and my family. And I don't know where I go from here or where we go from here. I don't know what's next, but I wanted to tell you guys, thank you so, so much for the support. It is really, truly felt.
I do think that that's, like, one of the key parts here is that she didn't share a lot of, any personal information. And she actually, thinking back, like, she didn't even share that many details about what he did. It was more the, like, repercussions that then she had to deal with. So it was, like, her sharing her experience rather than, like, just like trying to out her dad. Like, if he's suing her for defamation, what are the lies? That, like, he didn't cheat on her mom, that he didn't not give her money. Like, all of that's very provable.
Right, yeah. It sucks because you can tell, like, truly, I mean, in my opinion, obviously, I could see, like, her heart, like, I could see how broken she really is, how much this did affect her. Like, you can definitely tell. It's not giving Epstein girl.
Literally, it's been in my head the whole time.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's similar. Yeah. Obviously not similar, but like.
But again, that was a situation again where you could Google and like prove that she was lying.
Exactly.
Like, this isn't really something you could fact check, but also she's not lying about things.
She didn't name him.
Yeah, she really didn't name him. That's true.
Can you get sued for defamation if you don't name somebody?
Well.
No. Like, at all. Like, you don't name them at all. You don't show them. You don't name them. I mean.
Contextual other tweets, I guess. Yeah. No, if I didn't. Yeah. But depends on the circumstance.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people in the comments agree that the dad doesn't have a case. They're saying your dad has no case. You didn't add his name or include his account. Quit stressing. There is no case. Yes, I work in the law industry. But to that I say,
you can
just because
sue.
They're not going to win doesn't mean they can't sue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's the troubling part. And that's, you know, something that some people on this podcast may have some experience with. You don't get to choose if someone sues you.
Yeah.
They get to choose that.
Yeah. or how long it lasts.
Exactly. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I know this is trying to be helpful, but I do think this comment is funny. My father, an attorney, said you have nothing to worry about with being sued. I'm like, okay.
My father, the inventor of toaster strudel, is not going to be too pleased to hear about this.
How much did you tell him about? Like, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but I just feel like that's, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too.
When someone else says countersue for emotional abuse. No, don't.
Like, okay, sure. Yeah, let's just wrap ourselves up in the courts until it's like,
don't do
us.
It, you guys.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's ZocDoc.
ZocDoc has saved my life before. I was able to get a last minute appointment for my tooth emergency, but you can get appointments basically last minute or schedule it out anytime you want, really. On ZocDoc, you just have to put in your zip code, what kind of doctor you're looking for, and your insurance, and it filters through 150,000 different providers within 200 specialties across all 50 states.
Yeah, I've talked about it before. I procrastinated on both my OBGYN and my dentist appointments forever. I just felt like I could keep putting them off until finally I was like, you know what? I talk the talk about ZocDoc. I need to walk the walk. And so I went on ZocDoc. I booked my doctor's appointments. It was super easy. And not only was it super easy, it was such an amazing experience. I've said it before, the dentist that I found was absolutely amazing, and I would not have found her if it wasn't for ZocDoc.
And not only do you not have to talk on the phone, because that's like the biggest thing with doctor's appointments is that you have to call them, which is just like, I don't know if it's just me being a millennial, but it's scary to talk on the phone. And then also they are like, oh, I can schedule you in 6 months. And you're like, I won't even have the problem anymore by then. My teeth will have fallen out or it will have gone away if I'm sick. But ZocDoc can usually get you in within 24 to 72 hours. Sometimes they even have same day appointments.
And ZocDoc is completely free to use, and their website has a ton of reviews from real patients and detailed doctor profiles to help you choose the right one.
Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be that complicated. So find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc today. Just head over to ZocDoc.com/DWKT to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list.
That's ZocDoc.com/DWKT. And thank you so much to ZocDoc for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Now, super quick, I would call this a side tangent, but I guess it's relevant. Anyway, there's a TikToker by the name of Jerdy Bird, and we are not going to show this, okay, because allegedly he's being threatened because he posted this video, but I will describe what the video has. But how about we don't show that on screen? Essentially, all it is, which is really weird, it's just him going through the Rockin' T TikTok, I guess, before it got deleted. And it's just showing like each TikTok, like not the full TikTok, but it's just like 1, 2, 3. Like he's just scrolling through them.
Suing for copyright?
I don't fucking know. But these are the DMs that he allegedly shared with Danielle's stepmom. Allegedly, obviously. This could be somebody else that's not the stepmom.
Wait, who was messaging who here?
This is Jordan Anderson Newsom.
Okay.
Any relation to Gavin Newsom? He posted that TikTok where it was like all the TikToks from their account, from Rockin' T's before they deleted it. And then he got this, which, by the way, this is like an anonymous account with an American flag. Like, he didn't know who this was. But it says, is TikTok a business for you? I'm curious if before you make claims about a business on TikTok, if you do full research of the history that you are presenting as fact. This may be TikTok, but there are also parts of history that involve police and legal documents that are something research would help people avoid getting themselves in trouble on topics they are uneducated in. Okay, so that's where people are drawing, like, they think this is the stepmom because they're like, what are you talking about? Jordan responds, girl, no, I'm on here add shit to the algorithm. Okay. I don't want to run TikTok as a business. Nah, I'm good. May I ask why you're getting a hold of me? And then they respond, because you are spreading lies and all of it is event sent to lawyers. Okay. All of it is event sent to lawyers. Okay. I was curious if your stance, all of it is being sent to attorneys, had to correct typos from autocorrect. Mama, you didn't correct anything.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm having an aneurysm.
Both of you were speaking in tongues, I feel.
And he responds, and what lies am I spreading? Please enlighten me. And she says, the police and lawyers are now taking over. Okay. Have a great day.
Do not contact me. You contacted him. Bye, girl. See them never. Is it cool if I let people know this is the new you? Also, you contacted me. Now you are breaking the law again. Stop contacting me. Breaking what law?
Stop contracting me.
Oh my God. What is with all these typos?
And then he says, also, where are the cops going to and what are they going to do? No, I'm not. Send me a dick pic to prove it is you.
Who are these? Everyone involved. Who are these people?
Anyway, I will say, obviously, I don't know. This is pure speculation, but that has to be the stepmom.
Why do we think it's the stepmom and not the stepdad? Or not the dad?
Or the stepdad. No, it could be the stepdad too.
The dad, not the stepdad.
Maybe that's why he's asking for a dick pic.
Yeah, that was just a really weird exchange. And if he was only posting TikToks, then I don't know why.
Super weird. And then I think he just is added to the group of people who did too much, because then he ended up like a weird side character.
Okay.
But is also interesting. interesting because he like actually showed his face and stuff. And I feel like a lot of people are like him. Like, I feel like a lot of those people feel like they're doing something that they're not.
I think a lot of people that do stuff like this and even like leave reviews for businesses they've never been to, they genuinely think they're helping. Like, I don't think
they're on the right side.
Yeah.
Now this morning, so this is July 30th when we're filming this, Danielle posted to her stories and said, I turned off comments on my recent videos. I shared my story to tell my truth and find a community of support, but the conversation has grown far beyond my intent and is extremely hostile. People who weren't part of my story are being pulled into it, and that's not something I want to contribute to. My family members are being hunted down and harassed. Thank you to everyone who listened, supported me, and shared your own experiences. It means more than you know.
Once again, like that's all she
wanted.
Why does
it have to get there? Yeah, like it's fucking stupid. And I bet you, again, she's gonna end up taking these down. Like, this is insane. This was a weird ass reaction from people on TikTok, and I didn't see any actual story times. Like, I think people's reaction stopped her from even going further with her story.
Probably, because like, especially if she said that there was like crazier stuff that she didn't mention.
Yes. Like, I wouldn't say anything else. I'd be like, I'm not telling you bitches nothing. You don't know what to do with information when I tell you it. You would act out like, I don't know. It's just crazy and very disappointing.
If my brain decides that it is a priority, then perhaps I will do some digging and see if I can
find
anything.
You do you, Queen. Yeah, I know you got all the subscriptions to the documents.
All of them. Got them.
Anyway, moving on to our second topic.
Much more lighthearted. Cheesecake Factory. We've talked about it before.
Love it. Oh my God. This is crazy. I'm on Cheesecake Factory TikTok right now.
There's Cheesecake Factory TikTok.
Yeah. I'm simultaneously being fed this one lady who's trying everything on the menu and ranking them.
That'll take years. I definitely think there's stuff on the menu that I enjoy for sure, but I'm never like, I really need to go to Cheesecake Factory. But do you know, I think the last time we talked about it was when we first covered Lauren the Mortician.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the dating, the people who went on a date to Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, she was like really pissed about it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I've had to look at that thumbnail several times. This is specifically because there is a creator named Samira. She has 2.3 million followers, and she has voiced her disapproval of not Cheesecake Factory as a whole, but specifically their Skinnylicious menu. But I have things that we're going to get to with that. So we'll revisit the menu in a second. But specifically, their Skinnylicious menu is 590 calories or less. Obviously, the Cheesecake Factory. That's quite a few things that are above 590 calories.
No, everything at the Cheesecake Factory is insanely high calorie. But I do want to say really quickly, Samira, this is not her first go around with being canceled for saying something similar.
Okay.
So I've seen Samira on my For You page a few times. So she obviously is about like body positivity, and she's a plus size woman, and like she talks a lot about that, and that's like what her platform is and all that stuff. But she has said, I almost want to look it up because I know there was at least two times that she like said something that people were like, are you fucking kidding me? And they just like collectively got mad at her. Oh yeah, she got in a fight with Cardi B because she made a response video reacting to a clip where Cardi B talked about the larger sizes of her merchandise selling out quickly. And they like went back and forth. Like Cardi B made a bunch of, like they were like going at it.
He really underestimated the box sets. So the box sets are completely sold out, especially because you fat. Clearly you guys are fat as no Chick-fil-A for y'all. All the 3X sold out. Y'all, the 3X sold out like in 20 minutes. Now, knowing that my fans is fat, I can't even make fun of fat people no more.
I don't know if my eyes and ears are deceiving me because I just woke up, but I know I did not just see a video of Cardi B. Talking about she was surprised that her 3X sold out and that her fat fans are just big as hell and shouldn't have no Chick-fil-A. And now she can't make fun of fat people no more because she knows she got fat fans because the 3XL sold out. Didn't you do a song with Lizzo? Didn't you perform at Lizzo? I just know I must be tripping.
This is what gets us to finally talk about artist merch and the lack of consideration for plus size fans. This will be it. Because the number of times that I have attended concerts and not been able to purchase a lick of merch is a problem. And it wasn't because they had sold out. It's because nobody considers plus size fans. And of course, access to plus size clothing is a problem everywhere. But it truly does baffle me, especially in music, because do you think plus size people don't listen to your songs? Like, do you really think you don't have plus size fans? And you know, it's not just merch. It's also like any clothing collabs that artists do. They never consider their plus size fans. Everything stops at an XL or an XXL, which is not a plus size. Go to Google before you comment something silly. But like, yeah, it's just a complete lack of consideration. And then when you do attempt to have a 3XL, which is also not a plus size, again, Google is free. And then you go and pair it with fatphobic comments like the ones Cardi B made. It's really just like, even when you think you're being considered, you're not. And all that said, it's not that hard to have plus size merch. And it's also not that hard to not be fatphobic.
So I have like a whole bunch of people crying, talking about I'm fatphobic and stuff, because I don't know, on Twitter, it was like a joke between me and my fans on like, damn, you fat motherfuckers, why y'all bought all the 3X that fast? It was an innocent joke between me and my fans. And especially when it comes to me, I make fun of everybody. I don't give a fuck if you're fat, skinny, BBL down, got big feet, got small feet, whatever. As long as you don't stink, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to apologize, though, because y'all f***ing sensitive and want to cry about some shit.
I'm very surprised that I have to remind you of this, but just because someone else makes a joke doesn't mean you have to make it too. You know that, right? And also, maybe the reason why people feel so comfortable making fun of your BBL is because you do not command the respect that you so seek. Maybe if you stop using fat people at the expense of jokes, then people wouldn't do the same for your BBL. But if you are going to sit here and still say it's not that serious and offer a cupcake in the camera to anybody who is so upset by it, well, I'm going to offer you a few books that I recommend for you to understand why fat phobia is something so serious and something that should not be taken lightly and something that should not be joked about, especially by someone as powerful as you.
Girl, shut the fuck up. Ah, damn, shut up already. Like, it's not that serious. Not everything is revolutionary. Not everything have to have a crazy outrage. I already did a video. I told you it's not that serious. Like, what do you want me to do? Get on my knees and apologize? I'm not apologizing for a fucking jokey joke that it wasn't even about you. It was something about me and my fans. Like, that's it. I don't care. I'm not apologizing. I'm not getting on my knees. No, I'm not reading a book. No, I'm not nothing. You see, like, sometimes when people are being genuine, y'all don't like when people are being genuine, because I genuinely did a video like, hey, it's not that serious. I make fun of everybody. I even make fun of myself. I don't really care if you're skinny, if you're big, if you're that, if you're this. I always use anybody as the butt of the joke, like, all the time. And then it's like, when you push, 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 it makes people remember, like, you know what? Eat one. Eat one. Like, it's like, no, it's not good enough. No, it's not this. You want a fake apology? You want a fake I'm sorry?
She also, oh, okay, this is interesting. So she built her following by going into, like, the retail stores, like, actually walking into them, like, Lululemon and shit, and calling them out, like, on video about their, like, lack of size and inclusivity. That's how she built her following. But I think people do just have an issue with the way that she says certain things. I don't think that, like,
it's she
comes
she
across in the way that maybe she intends to.
Yeah.
No, she usually does. But, yeah, maybe the way she's suggesting certain things people just aren't vibing with. This in particular, a lot of people
have a lot of
thoughts on. So let's just watch it so we can see what we're talking about here. But this is her original TikTok that got everybody up in arms. And it says on screen, Cheesecake Factory's Skinnylicious menu is fatphobic.
And while we're chatting, Cheesecake Factory's Skinnylicious menu is fatphobic. The fact that it is named Skinnylicious because it has fewer calories and quote unquote healthier options, it is fatphobic. That is not that is not an opinion. That is a fact. And I would say argue with your mama, but she probably fatphobic too.
See, like, she just says things that are like, all right, so that's not an opinion. That is a fact. Doesn't leave room for conversation. People don't usually react well to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They go on the offensive.
Well, and I think specifically the immediate reaction to everyone with Cheesecake Factory is, first of all, I guess she didn't say Cheesecake Factory is fatphobic. She did say the Skinnylicious menu is fatphobic.
No, I think it's obvious what she means. That them naming it and like that's their healthier options and them naming it something skinny is fatphobic in her opinion. However, in my head, my first thought was like being skinny is not, I don't know, like I feel like that's like almost anti-skinny. Like that's like not wanting people to even use skinny in words because skinny is bad. And I'm like, skinny's not bad, fat's not bad.
That's, you know, what I mean? And she says like, the opposite. She's saying that it means that skinny is good, which we'll get to in a sec. But there's comments even on her thing where it said, is skinny dipping fatphobic? Are skinny jeans jeans fatphobic? Skinny jeans makes a little more sense than skinny dipping. And then someone said, do you think the human body is meant to be fat? And then someone else says, why are we villainizing healthy options? Just because you want to be conscious of your calories doesn't make you fatphobic. And that's what I would agree with, because it's not them saying you should order this and if you don't, you're fat. It's like specifically being like, here are healthier options.
Here's the thing. I'm not telling anybody that you have to say or do things in a certain way. Yeah. But what I will say is I think she's well aware that the way she says things is not necessarily going to get people to see her side. It's going to, like, she's being hyperbolic, I feel. Like, I don't even know that she, like, 100% feels exactly that
I
way.
Kind of feel like she does. You think so? Like, she doubles down to several, like, she's really...
I mean, she is in the comments. Like, people are saying, you don't get exhausted. And she's like, a fat phobia, yes. But I don't know. Part of me is like, is she playing it up for content a little bit just to get a rise out of people? Because maybe. If you say definitive things like that, you know you're going to get that interaction. And she does. Like, every time I see her go viral for something, it's because she's saying something like that and making people, like, have a fucking think piece.
She does comments. Also go on to shit on the Chili's guiltless, I think it's the guiltless grill menu that they have. And
see, but I understand what she means. Like, yeah, do I think that if you're going out to a fucking restaurant, you need to see something like, don't feel guilty for eating the... It's like, do we need to feel guilty about eating any of it? You know what I mean? I understand what she's talking about.
On the other side of the spectrum, I think there's people that want to eat healthier and they want to be like watching their calories because they do want to, if they want to lose weight, for whatever reason, they want to eat a certain kind of food. And a lot of restaurants like that don't offer those kind of foods. And it's like, is 1,000 calories per dish. And maybe sure. That is obviously speaking to a bigger thing of like, why are they wanting to lose weight? Are they doing it because they are trying to like get in better health? Or are they doing it because they feel like society is making them lose weight? But I think that places that offer these kind of curated menus, it just is making it easier for people to like go out to eat. Like, I know people that have been like, I feel like I can't go out to eat because I can't order anything. And I'm just like embarrassed and I have to ask for something like plain or ask like how it's cooked and stuff. So I think it's giving people that want those options.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
A place to look at it where it's like, okay, cool. This is what I can order and this fits within my dietary. Right.
I mean, like, honestly, I love, like, especially on Postmates and stuff, I do love when things include a calorie count, not because I'm on a super strict diet or anything like that, but I am at a place in my life where I am mindful about those things. Like, I'm not going to like blow 1500 calories on one meal. And that's actually surprisingly not hard to do.
I was just going to say, in a especially at places like Cheesecake Factory or Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
That happens 100%. And you wouldn't think that it was that many.
Yeah, so it's okay to be conscious about it and it's okay to put it on your menu.
Exactly. Well, here's the crazy part is, let's watch a couple more because she has made several videos, but I have an interesting aspect that she doesn't address that I think speaks more to what I was just explaining.
In order to understand why Cheesecake Factory is having a menu with lower calorie options named Skinnylicious is incredibly harmful, you first have to understand and acknowledge that thinness does not equate health.
Of course.
Who said that?
Thinness does not equate health. That is a lie taught to you by diet culture. Another thing you have to understand is that weight stigma is one of the biggest health risks in our society.
I don't really understand what she means about that.
The only thing that I can think of, because I have plus size people in my life who like, yeah, if you go to the doctor, maybe the doctor, instead of taking your health seriously,
they'll be like, write it off as, oh, you're in pain overweight because you need to lose weight or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of plus size people have legitimately been in danger because of that, like because they're ignored. So maybe she means that.
That makes more sense. I definitely was coming up empty. I was like, the weight stigma is
she doesn't do a great job, I'm sorry, of explaining herself, because I do think she gets stuck on the hyperbolic explanations of it where she wants to like almost like pack a punch in her response, you know what I mean? And she just like is very sure of herself. But I do think that it's doing a little bit of a disservice to her argument, because some people might look at it and just be like, what does that mean? Like, weight stigma is like, you need to elaborate. I don't know what that means.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Article.
If you don't already know, Article makes such amazing pieces for your home. They offer a curated range of mid-century modern, coastal, and Scandinavian-inspired pieces that not only shine on their own, but they pair seamlessly with nearly any other Article product. And truly, Article's quality, to me, is unmatched. The way that they package everything is so meticulous and well thought out. The weight of the product, when you physically hold it, you're like, wow, this is like actually wood. I didn't know that they sold those. I thought everything was just plywood or whatever they fill things with these days. And most of their products come mostly assembled. So even if you don't want to get their white glove service where they come into your home and they put everything together for you, it's super easy to assemble. Everything is just so well thought out with Article.
Which is helpful because I know personally, putting together furniture, not always the easiest thing for me to do. They also offer fast and affordable shipping across the US and Canada. And like Jesse said, they also have options for professional assembly if you prefer a more hands-off experience. And they also offer interior design services for free, which is amazing.
Yeah, and just like with any furniture, you really don't know until it's in your space if you're gonna like it or not. So it's amazing that with Article, they have a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So you can shop with confidence and not be scared that if you get it and don't like it, you're kind of out of luck. But let me tell you, I've had a coffee table outside from Article for over a year now, and it looks just as good as the day I got it. So I think you'll be pretty content.
And right now, Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. And to claim it, all you have to do is go to article.com/DWKT, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/DWKT for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. And thank you so much to Article for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
If you care to read or listen to any of the books that I have recommended.
Oh, see, well, we're not avid followers. So, yeah. Like, maybe, you know, well, what I mean?
And, like, the average person that sees your TikTok is probably not going to go read all the books you're
recommending. Yeah, yeah.
Over the many years I've been on this app, over the many times that I have told y'all, given y'all definitions of things. But you don't care about people's health. You don't care about health. It's never about health. It's just about not being fat. Because of how you all have moralized people's bodies. Hello, light bulb, turn it on. Put your thinking caps on.
Like, I just
feel like she's being a little like disingenuous where it's like, okay, well, not everyone is like even talking about that right now. Like, you're having a different conversation than everyone else is, I think, about it's like, it's
yeah, like maybe some of the people I think in her comments were not obviously taking her seriously or even really willing to understand where she was coming from in the beginning. Like, I kind of get what she means with the Skinnylicious being low cal. Like, I get what she means by the name.
Could they name it something else? I guess. Like, it could be like the Light Bites or something, or like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Skinny is, I think, what she's dwelling on. And like, I could see why that could be problematic. But I also think it's like, if we're concerned about like health and weight stigma, I think that this is not the focus of.
So that's what a lot of people have. Like, their issue with Samira a lot of times is feeling like the things that she goes so hard for
don't matter
that much. Yeah. Like, it's not like the biggest issue that plus size people are facing. I understand that that's like what she bases her platform on. And she probably has a ton of these discussions. And maybe she was just throwing this one in the hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and just like, happened to go viral.
It happened to go viral.
Yeah.
But she is like obviously doubling and tripling down on like the importance of it. And then even her caption says, y'all don't care about people's health. You just care about hating fat people.
And that's like, and I don't feel like the majority of the people responding are even like registering what her argument is. I do think that's,
again, it's hyperbolic. Like, I feel like she speaks that way a lot, and that turns people off, which I don't know that she really cares about. But also, is that a disservice that she's doing to her overall message? I don't know.
I would argue yes, because I think it's like she is expressing a lot of moral outrage for things where I think there are more productive actions that she could be taking that actually maybe do make a difference instead of something like this, which is like, at the end of the day, I don't think the Skinnylicious menu at Cheesecake Factory is like,
yeah, I don't think she's wrong that there's a lot of people who do judge plus size fat people, like, genuinely just because of the way they look. And they literally, I mean, there's these people, perfect example. It's like a group of four girls. I think it's four of them. They're called the Plus Size Park Hoppers on TikTok. And they literally just show themselves trying out like the testers and talking to people about accessibility on rides and like restaurants, whether the restaurant has like chairs that have arms or, you know, like just so people that are plus size can watch it and see how comfortable their experience will be in a theme park. And I think that that's really like super non-problematic. All of their comments are disgusted by them. Like, oh. 99% of them. They sometimes, it depends, if they go viral, it's bad. Yeah. But if they don't go viral, it tends to be like a nice supportive little group. But my God, they get dogged on just because they're plus size and existing in a theme park.
Well, and that's stupid because it's like the mainstream content that normally would come up probably of people being at Disneyland or Disney World or whatever and like going through and showing the experience aren't going to be plus size necessarily because that isn't what's going
to
be.
So you don't know, so you just don't want to
do
it.
So it's like they're giving an insight to people that otherwise just wouldn't go. And like, absolutely, they want to be able to know what they're going to experience because they, I mean, that's that's the whole thing with like white people being the face of everything anyway. But like people want to see themselves in the content they watch.
Yeah. But I agree with Samira in the sense that like, yeah, I do think that some people just hate fat people. And I think that that's fucking insane. Some people also really hate skinny people. Like some people really look at people. I mean, you got so much shit when you lost weight. People were like, oh my God, you're sick. You're disgusting. Eat a cheeseburger.
There was maybe a week that I looked good.
Yeah, yeah. No, we can never be just right. Yeah. It's like literally like fucking Goldilocks. Like, oh no, you're a little bit too much now. And you're a little bit too... Yeah. Nobody's perfect. Everybody fucking hates, especially women. God bless. It's like women can never be the right shape. You need this, you need that. Oh my God. It's exhausting. Well,
and
then
especially when it's from something that's like out of your control and you're not like nothing changed in your diet or anything. And it's like, I was losing weight and people are like, she's on drugs. And she's... I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm no, it's fucking exhausting. So I understand where she's coming from. I just don't know how helpful this particular conversation is. This is her third video.
Let's look at Skinalicious through a different lens. So let's say you want to get your hair done. You decide you're going to book an appointment at Ulta. And as you're scrolling through their services, you come across a section that says good hair. And all of the options in that section are to straighten your hair. And while they do offer natural hair services, they are not listed in the good hair category. Now, of course, many of you would take issue with this, not because they are offering the option to straighten your hair, but rather the assertion that only straight hair is good hair. And y'all would literally be up in arms if Ulta did something like that.
Wait,
she lost me with this argument because nowhere are they saying
that literally, according to your calculations, that would mean that you believe skinny is good.
People point that out for sure.
That's the only way that calculation makes sense or that comparison makes sense.
So here's the crazy part. Is on top of all of that, I look at the Skinnylicious menu. Our researcher like put a link to that. And I noticed something interesting. Most of the Skinnylicious items are normal menu items. They're on the menu twice. They just curate them to also put them in the Skinnylicious menu. So they're easy to access for people that are looking for those specific dishes. But on there in the normal part of the menu as well.
God bless. It's helpful for Skinnylicious to do that. Because if not, you'd get the Thai chicken salad thinking you're making a really slay decision. It's 1,200 calories
exactly.
for a salad.
Exactly.
Like genuinely, I think that's good to fucking know. Like I would not want a salad. After that, I get a cheeseburger. God bless.
Right. Well, and she keeps saying, like, I don't have a problem with them being on the menu. It's just, like, how it's marketed. Which, it's like, okay, I get you don't like the word skinny being in it. But they're also on the menu, not marketed like that. Because they're not meant for only that, like, audience. It's just pointing them out to make it easier for those people to find something to eat when they go out to eat. Because especially with Cheesecake Factory, it's a very overwhelming menu. And a lot of their stuff is very high calorie.
Wow. Okay, that's an interesting find.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, they just wanted to make it more convenient for people who didn't. Want because let me tell you, cheesecake is like one of the highest calorie places you can go out and fucking eat. Maybe they were just being like, you know what, let me curate it just for them. Again, the name, I could see how some people don't vibe with the name,
but the existence,
but is the fact that
the
it
menu?
Exists at all an issue? No. Well, she doubles down on this because she posts another TikTok talking about how Cheesecake Factory is basically framing Skinnylicious to be better.
It's the Cheesecake Factory.
Somebody commented, when did Cheesecake conflate their Skinnylicious menu as better or good? It's just lower calorie options all in one place. Or is there some official verbiage I'm missing? Great. And then she says on screen, yes, Skinnylicious was framed as better.
In her opinion, it seems like.
2012 is when Cheesecake Factory began conflating Skinnylicious with better. During New Year's of 2012, to promote their brand new Skinnylicious menu, Cheesecake Factory took to Twitter to host a competition where people could win prizes for sharing their Skinnylicious resolutions. They wanted people to share their ultimate dream for getting fit. They gifted this person a swimsuit for when she's swimsuit ready.
Okay, I will say that's marketing campaign. That's more valid. That's more valid. I'm not gonna lie.
They gifted this person workout DVDs. Of course, they also gifted Skinnylicious gift cards to this person so they could eat better when eating out. And to this person so they could be Skinnylicious for summer. At the end of January 2012, they ran out of prizes and wished everyone a happy, healthy, eat better, live better New Year. And then for 2015's New Year celebration, they hosted...
I will say, I'm not defending Cheesecake Factory. Eating better and working out is quite a common New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to get in on that again.
Yeah. Again, there's some missteps. I think they could have framed things differently.
For sure.
Or not like someone plus 100%. Size on the team maybe could have weighed in. No pun intended. But yeah, like promoting healthy foods. And it's like not just their low calorie. It's like their healthier options, like the ingredients are healthier. It's like instead of getting like a cheeseburger, it's like chicken lettuce wraps or something. Obviously, that is going to be innately healthier.
Yeah. There's people in the comments obviously disagreeing with her. Somebody says gyms promote being healthy and fit as well, are gyms fatphobic? And then somebody said, some are, yes. And then another person says, context is so important. A lot of people's New Year's resolution is to lose weight, work out, get fit. Them advertising like this is not fat shaming. It is a marketing strategy to appeal to a demographic that is trying to eat less but still wanting to eat out. Yeah. I still can see how that looks like shit. Like, I don't think it's the best marketing.
Delicious cheesecake chats, where they said they'd be talking about eating healthier in 2015. And these chats continued into summer, where they wanted people to worry about tan lines, not waistlines. So yes, the name Skinalicious has always been about equating skinny to better. It's always been about creating guilt and shame around food and our bodies. It was always made to be fatphobic.
I get it, what she's saying, again, and I don't think she's entirely wrong, but it is like a branding choice to open up. Like, they're known as the Cheesecake Factory, which is like, obviously you go there to get cheesecake. Like, that's no shit. That was the direction, I'm sure. Like, the directive for their marketing was like, we need to get people in that think that we only have unhealthy food and show them that we have healthier food.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they don't want to sell all of their unhealthy food still.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, brand with horrible marketing that doesn't care about how it affects humans. Wow, color me shocked.
At the end of the day, I don't think Cheesecake Factory cares if you're fat or skinny, because they are making money either way. That's their whole point.
They just want to make money off of everybody. Yeah. And that is their problem. Yeah. Because
they're just trying to tap into the other
brand
audience.
Is spineless for the sake of marketing. They're going to piss some people off. Yeah. Obviously. But that being said, that is like the closest that I think I got to understanding her point. I agree that we shouldn't have shame around food. This is coming from somebody that had an eating disorder. Like, it is not easy to have a healthy relationship with food. And it's even harder when you see shit like morally assigned to food, if that makes sense. Like, the fucking Chili's one is worse to me. Like, guiltless. Like,
come on,
get out of here. I will say though, to me, that doesn't really, like, I've never thought twice about any of those menus that I've seen out. Like, ever, ever. Like, I honestly zoom right past them. I go, no thanks.
It's because I feel like I've known people, like family members, that have been on strict diets, and it's like they feel shame for not being able to go out because they either have to bring something themselves, or like they have to like bring their own dressing or something.
There's so many people with different needs. Yeah. It's not just fat people. It's not just skinny people. It's not just people with eating disorders. We are all human beings going out trying to eat and have a good time. And that is going to look different for everybody. And I don't know that this is something that needed to be hammered down
or
so
at
much.
Least like I, don't know I guess like to do this. Put the stress more of your argument on the name itself, not the fact that it is offered and the fact that it is separate from the rest of the menu. She continues the conversation and brings in Chili's, obviously, like we already mentioned, but she also does bring in Skinny Girl, which is Bethany Frankel's brand. I don't doubt that they probably have quite a bit of fatphobic marketing because it is Bethany Frankel.
And oh my god, yeah, absolutely. Remember her supermodel snacks? And it's like fucking,
yeah, exactly.
I would say Skinny Girl Margarita, Skinny Girl, all that shit, like Bethany's brand. Like, I would argue that those are more problematic just because Bethany is pretty open about like how she wants to be extremely thin. Yeah. And like, that is what's like important to her essentially, and looking good and all that stuff. So I think it's the way that it's conducted. I never have thought twice about it. I have seen the Skinalicious Cheesecake Factory menu a million times. Genuinely have never experienced any frustration towards it. And I was shocked when I saw this. I was like, what? Okay.
I almost was surprised at how many people were like, you're stupid, this is dumb, because I do feel like sometimes people do like to be outraged over things when it's like not necessarily the end of the world. But it seems like pretty unanimously people are like, this is stupid, stop making content about this.
But people do that to Samira all the time because of the way, like the frequency and the way that she comes at these topics. I think people are like not willing to listen to her anymore,
which ultimately probably makes her feel like people don't want to listen to plus size people and what they have to say, and
correct.
They're discrediting
me
because of that. Yeah.
It's a cycle for sure.
And I just want to voice, because I haven't in a while, that I still have quite the bone to pick with Chili's, because they still haven't brought back the original Chicken Crispers. It's been years. I thought by now they for sure would have had to. Nope. They're still gone.
I just had Chili's last night. That's so weird that you're saying
I haven't gone since they took them off the menu. I've been boycotting for 3 years.
Well, shall we do a We Love the Internet?
Indeed. Literally, this chair is so big. I like feel like I have so much room to...
I know. It's
so
crazy.
Much room for activities.
I feel like I have the largest space the entire time. Okay, mine is a quick one. I saw this last night.
Oh my God.
Just a girl and her chicken. And she's just watching TV. And it doesn't move.
Oh my God. I've never seen a chicken lay like that.
Like, she's fully cuddling with it.
Chickens are like weirdly
affectionate.
I've never
seen a chicken Really?
Yeah, I've actually seen a decent amount of videos where they're like cuddly.
Oh my God, I love that for them.
I saw this today. There's these people that have baby goats. The caption says, I've filmed hundreds of public reactions to Peanut, which is the baby goat, but I've never experienced one quite like this. It started with a simple question. May I play too? What followed was one of the most genuine moments I've ever had the privilege of filming. I want to put her in my pocket. She made our day just as much as the goats made hers.
Oh my God. You can hold them if you want.
We can hold them.
Yeah. Yeah, for Wee. Sure.
Flatter, like it's that flat.
Yeah. You see her approaching from behind.
So if you hold her, so they're used to walking like this, right? I'm not saying they're still
no, used. You sound like a cat. My cats hate that too.
Get them used to being held. Being held
because it's easier to give them care.
Oh my.
Oh.
Hi.
How old is this baby?
She's got 2 weeks.
Oh God! What do you do all day? Oh my God! How do you do it? Oh God!
It keeps talking. Are you the mommy?
Because it loves me.
Big sister.
Big sister.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Your horns are so cute.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay. Oh my God!
About 2 months, so she's been out a lot more and much more used to it. This is their first time out.
Oh my God, yes, you are.
Is this mom?
Sister needs some love too.
You know what? She's a little bit of an introvert, okay. So she's totally okay with
that. Oh God. I know. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to give anyone else attention but you. And that's my fault, and I shouldn't have done it. You're so right. You're so right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
How are you?
It's almost over.
Oh my God. I cannot. I'm having the best time in the world.
Yeah, I'll give her back too. I'm so pissed though. I don't even, I'm mad that I have to give this baby back. How long y'all gonna be around?
Oh, we're gonna go to Bearded Monk and then we'll probably come through here.
See you then. Yes, awesome. See you then.
Now, I use social media content. Is it okay if I use it?
Are you joking me? Get out of here with that, of course.
She's definitely fucked up, right?
I don't think so. I think she's just funny.
She's not drunk?
No. Oh my God, I was dying. Her at the end was just killing me.
Well, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But this is the end of our first episode with these chairs. What an accomplishment.
Hopefully you like them. If you don't, please don't tell us.
Yes, yes. But anyway, as always, that's all we've got. And we hope you have a wonderful week. And we will see you on Saturday. Bye.
Cheers.